Ah, but it's not. Right on time for I Love This Town. Got a story this week. Actually, I was a witness myself to this story. David and I both. We were walking south on Franklin Street, the block south of Savings Bank and Sport Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Fort Bragg. And if you're familiar with the area I'm talking about, up past Fiddler's Green, going up the hill on that block, there was a man crouched down by a fence. And that was all we had time to notice before a pickup truck pulled a fast U-turn in the middle of the block and pulled in to the curb next to where this man was crouched down. That was when we realized that he was stroking a cat. Now, I did later on get their names, Richard and Travis. And actually, it turns out they live in our neighborhood, and I would have recognized them, but maybe you've had this experience. We were watching something dramatic happen, and I was really more focused on the cat and what was happening there than I was. I never really looked at them until I got a handle on what was happening in the situation. You know what I'm talking about? I think it happens to all of us. Well, I'll go ahead and use their names now because it will simplify the story. But Richard hopped out of the truck and was grabbing a towel out of the back of the truck and brought it over to where Travis was stroking this cat. As we stepped up, the cat started crying. It had been quiet, but we saw the blood around its mouth. We saw that the cat just was not right. But Travis was able to soothe it again and got it calmed down and quiet again. As Richard unfolded the towel, laid it out on the sidewalk, they were able to lift the cat into the towel and wrap it up and take it with them in the truck. They had told us the story. They'd been traveling north, both of them in the truck, and the cat darted out in front of the vehicle they were following and got hit. Now, the vehicle that hit it just kept on going, but Travis jumped out of the truck, ran across the street, caught up with the kitten at the fence, and was gentling it while Richard was turning the truck around and bringing the towel. We thanked them. We thanked them for caring, for stopping, for helping. And a lot of times, I understand, this kind of thing gets really complicated. Animal control and microchips and veterinary bills. And yeah, a lot of people know that. And so a lot of time, these incidents, well, let's just say this one worked out better. Richard and Travis took the cat, cared for it until they got him all 7 months of adorable black kitten to a vet. Directed by the Mendocino Coast Humane Society, they were able to get care for the cat, and they have nothing but good things to say about how much our local Humane Society helped them and helped this kitten, which, by the way, their family is wanting to adopt. I got an update a couple of days later because, I mean, these are folks who live in the same neighborhood I do. I was walking by, saw a family member, and asked how things were going with the kitten. And one surgery later, recovery was looking pretty good. Lots of reasons to hope. There you go. Several more examples of why small town living is for me. It's the people who care enough to go the extra. The volunteers at agencies like the Humane Society. Yeah, we say it all the time. It's the people. That's why we like living in a small town. Thank you again to Travis and Richard and their whole family for the rescue. And could be a new adorable black kitten in my neighborhood real soon. I love this town.